Okay, Rabosai, we are a very exciting day, finishing the second term. Says the Gemara, Ha'isha Atzma Mevia Dafkav Dalam Alf, Ha'isha Atzma Mevia Skita. Now, the famous lumdas from this Amud, we're not going to chazer now, because you already chazered once and twice, the Machlokas Raman Raibin, what exactly does the Gemara mean, right? The Gemara asks, Ha'isha Mikimati Gita Liyada Igar Shala. What does the woman need to say? Or why is the woman saying financial? Since she's already divorced in Medina Sayyah, and once she received her debt, she's already divorced. She's not a shliach now. The divorce is old news by now. Okay, if we recall, the Rambam says that meant she's believed to bring the get without saying financial. And the Ravid says that means that we don't believe it's a valid get, and it doesn't help to say financial. We also discussed the Rashba here, but we're not going to chazen it now. Amar Rav Huna, the question is, though, the question, according to everyone, is the same question. How can you say the woman is now doing a gerushin? The gerushin happened 6 months ago. So the answer is, Amar Rav Huna, but Amar lo tizkar shivo elvnei bezdin ploni. No, the husband says to her, I'm giving you the get today, but you're not going to rush us until you get to bezdin ploni. Sof, sof, kimat yahasam. Igar shala. Nonetheless, even though the husband puts sort of a t'nai that she has to come to Bezdin Ploni, but the mysterious again, the mice of Gerushin, the mice of Anas of Yada happened 6 months ago with the Yizayam. It's just a t'nai that she has to come to Bezdin Ploni. So what does this have to do with Pani Nech, Pani Nechdom? She's not a shliach. It's not a shliach who's coming to Messina Saget. The Messina Saget happened 6 months ago. The answer is, Alomar Huna Bar Manoach, Mishmeda Racha, Vredi Rav Ika, the Amrla, Kimat Yahasam, Afnechea Ara, Bishakle. No, the Nesina is happening now. Basically, from now on in the Gemara, we're very clear. The Nesina is not 6 months ago when the Muhammad gave life to get him to Medina Sayyam. The Nesina is today. How? So the first Shita, Rav Huna Bar Manoach, says the husband told her, bring it to this place, put it down on the ground, and then pick it up. And the Nesina will be when you get to that place. And then she's saying, Paneinech, Paneinech, at the time of Nesina. Like a regular shliach lo lacha, Gemara is a side problem with this. If so, she's putting it down. She's picking up the get without the husband giving it to her. You need someone to give her the get, not for her representing the husband to put it on the floor. Then it's as if the husband put it on the floor and she picks it up. We know that's no good. That's rava. It's not a benasim biyada. Ella the amar lavi shliach lo lacha the masl hasam chimatz hasam am shliach lekabala vikavli es itech. Okay, now he says, no, do a real Nesina. Don't put on the ground in between. Be my shliach lahalacha till you get to a certain place. When you get to that place, then she'll say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Excuse me. And she'll turn into a shliach kabbalah for herself and receive the get on her behalf. Agav, there's a nice ha'or in the Me'iri here, a nice pshat ha'or in the Me'iri here, who asks. He doesn't ask, he just answers. Why would the husband make all these weird, ridiculous conditions? Now, if you said in the very first stage of the Gemara, he just gave it to her, he gave it to her. Or he gave it to her and says, go to a certain place. Even if it's not, he wants her to go to a certain place for some reason. But why would he make this weird, the previous day, go someplace, put it on the ground, pick it up. Go someplace and turn into a shliach halacha and receive it for yourself. Or in Maskan of the Gemara, you haven't gotten to yet. Go someplace, make the best and near a shliach to give it to you. Why would the husband make these convoluted, ridiculous conditions for giving her the get? Is a valid question. And you could have said, I guess, kachazah, there are strange people in the world. And the Gemara, you know, sometimes the Gemara and Mishnah discuss the strange cases. Just in case it would happen or it wouldn't happen, we want to discuss a weird theoretical case. The Me'iri is nice here. The Me'iri says, no, it's a practical case. The husband is nice. He's divorcing his wife. He's in Medina Sayyam. He gives his wife to get in Medina Sayyam, but he knows she's going to want to get remarried in her hometown 2,000 miles away. And it's going to be hard for him to type the signatures. So what does he say to her? He says to her, don't get divorced now. Go bring it to your hometown and put it on the ground, pick it up, or turn it into a shliach kabbalah, or we haven't gotten to yet, or make the bezin there shliach to give it to you. Why? So that when she gets to that place, she can say the funny next time. And therefore, she won't have to worry there'll ever be an error and she'll get messed up. So it's a nice shot that the Me'iri says maybe the husband did this on purpose to be nice to his wife so that she wouldn't worry about error and she could save funny nechtam and be believed. According to the Ravid, that she could get remarried, because she can't get remarried unless she's the chalufa, says funny nefer, funny nefer. Okay, but in any case, let's get to the sugya in this line. The Gemara at this point thinks, how does it work? How does Leah say funny nefer, funny nefer? She is shliach l'halacha until she gets to a certain place, and then she turns into a shliach l'kabbalah. So the Gemara asks the question, this phrase appears only twice in Shas, v'halo chazor shlichas eitz l'baal. That doesn't work because lo chazor shlichas eitz l'baal. Whatever that means, that shlichas didn't return to the husband. Something along those lines. This line only appears two places in Shas, that there's this problem called lo chazor shlichas eitz l'baal. It appears here, and in a parallel case, in Daf Samach Gimel and Beis. In the parallel case, in Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, what was the case? It starts with the next line in the Gemara. Can a woman make a shleich l'kabbalah to receive a get from a shleich l'halacha? Let's assume she can. What was the case? The husband sent his wife a get with a shleich l'halacha. The shleich l'halacha says, I brought you a get from your husband. She said to him, be my shleich l'kabbalah accepted for me. It's a very parallel case. The same person is the shleich l'halacha, and the same person is the shleich l'kabbalah. Just in our Gemara, the woman of the Shlech L'Halacha, the Shlech L'Kabbalah. In the case of Samach Gimel and Beis, a third party is the Shlech L'Halacha and the Shlech L'Kabbalah. And the Gemara there in Daf Samach Gimel and Beis. Brings down a Machlokas. Says Rav Nachman is a valid get, but says Rava, what are you talking about? L'Chazor Shlech L'Kabbalah. Apparently, this is controversial. Rav Ami says lo chazor shlich leich labal. Rav Tibur Abba says I'm not sure. Then he said again I'm not sure. okay, so we find this in the two places with the shlich lo lach and shlich lo the same person. We find this soul, this problem called lo chazor shlich leich el ha baal. One of the questions that bothers some of the Rishonim and Achronim, of course, is to explicitly bother Rashi and Tosfos on our daf. Is how come in our Gemara, the Gemara says, Stam, L'chazor shlich leich labals of soul, while in the Gemara, on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, it was a machlokas whether there's a soul of L'chazor shlich leich labals. Remember the opinions? Rav Nachman thought it was not a problem. Rava thought it was a problem. Rav Ami thought it was a problem. And Rav Chiya Bar Abba was masufik. Okay, so having there it's a machlokas, and here, it puzzled. And if you say, no, over here, we're only taking into account one opinion, but that's not true, because the next line of the Gemara says, we haven't read it yet. We can read the next line, says the next line of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, yeah, we have to have a new scenario. What's the new scenario? Be my shleif lalach until you get to that place. And when you get to that place, make your shleif l'kabbalah and give it to that shleif l'kabbalah. And the Gemara says, hanichal man da'amar, also in the previous line, Isha also shleif l'kabbal gid miyad shleif baal. The man that re'ina isha also shleif l'kabbal gid miyad shleif baal amai ikal meimar. Gemara says, no, this doesn't work for all opinions. Right? This works for the opinion that you're allowed to make a shleif l'olach and receive a shleif kabbal and receive a shleif l'olach. But what about the opinion that you can't make a shleif kabbal and receive a shleif l'olach? Then it doesn't work. As the Gemara answers, time of mind, shem d'ik b'zayim d'baal, b'hacha baal lo kapit. No, the reason why the woman can't make shlif, the Kabbalah receiving the shlif, is because of the bizayon de baal. What is bizayon de baal? It's a bizayon, it's potentially bizayon for the husband that she makes a shlif in Kabbalah, because she's saying, I'm not going to receive it myself, I'm going to have my butler receive it for me. That's a bizayon. Someone sends you something and you don't receive it yourself. So if the baal himself gives the get and she makes a shlif in Kabbalah, there's no shash that he wouldn't want to divorce her that way because of the bizayon. So the Baal himself shows up with the get and she sends a shleif l'kabbalah, then he decides. Either it's okay or it's not okay. If he gives it a shleif l'kabbalah, that shows it's okay with him and he's not makin on his bizayon. But if he sends a shleif l'olacha, he doesn't know whether she'll receive it herself or send a shleif l'kabbalah. And it's possible that if he had known she would send a shleif l'kabbalah, he would say, that's a bizayon and I never intended to divorce her in this fashion. And therefore, that's the problem. And they say, here the husband explicitly told her to make a shleich l'kabbalah to receive from him his shleich l'halacha. So therefore, the psul doesn't apply. The verse says again, that's only according to the opinion that says the problem is zayin the baal. There are three opinions. Either it works, it doesn't work because of zayin the baal, Or it doesn't work because what we're about to read. But we get stuck. According to the Mandar Amar, that a woman cannot make a shlech with Kabbalah to receive a shlech l'olach. And according to the opinion, that's not because of the Baal's psychology. He might be mocked and not have wanted to divorce in such circumstances. But it's Xerah Drabbanan. What's Xerah Drabbanan? Atu Chatzir Baal Achramikan. For now, we'll read it like Tosfos. We'll see if we can find Tosfos Rashi. That if he gives the shlech l'olacha and then she makes a shlech l'kabbalah, you might get confused and think that it's okay if he puts it in his field and sells the field to a third party, and then she buys it from the third party. He gave it to someone, then she appointed someone. Someone might get confused and think he can put it in a field, sell it to a third party, and she can buy that field, which doesn't work. If he sells the field directly, it works. That was not Chofel. But through, go figure. Would someone get confused? They not. Okay, Chazal made Xerah. That has Tashas. So therefore, if you say it's because of Xerah, then how is it allowed? And then they go on to their last scenario, which we will save for now. But what comes out of this? What comes out of this is that the Gemara is very, very concerned of taking into account all the different details, right? And the Gemara says it's possible because the woman can't make her shlech l'kabbalah to receive her shlech l'olacha. They don't say stam, it's possible. They say, well, it's possible according to one opinion, not the other opinion. And even according to the other opinions, possible according to one sub-formulation of the other opinion and not the other sub-formulation of the other opinion. So, ask Rishonim, if when it comes to the next stage of the Gemara of Asiya Shleif Lekabala Lekabal Miyad Shleif Lelach, the Gemara is very concerned with looking at all the different opinions. Then when it comes to the line that we're still stuck in, which is Lo Chazar Shleif Haseitz Lepal, why doesn't the Gemara take into account the different opinions? Why doesn't the Gemara say, Ha Nicha L'Rev Nachman, who says it's okay? But for Rav and Rav Ami, who say it's not okay, my equal Neymar. So it's a little funny, this stira between over here, where we don't make it a machlok samurai, even though in the next line we bring in a machlok samurai from Daf Samach Gimel and Beis. So like, why we bring in the next line of machlok samurai from Daf Samach Gimel and Beis and not here a machlok samurai from Daf Samach Gimel and Beis? It's very strange. versus the... And that's some of people are big. This is a machlokas. So here we should put this like on the side. If here, lo chaz or shlichas, obviously the most important thing is to understand what these words mean in the first place. Lo chaz or shlichas eitz al habal. But one of the side things that's always going to bother us is why the stira. That on the son of Gimelomid Beis, it's a machlokes amorayim. But on the Chavdalamid Beis, Chavdal Malf, I mean, it's Pashut that it's possible. Okay, the opening the little quote and doesn't like the Tnei Yoshua, who understood Tosos. The truth is that who am I to get involved in a boxing match between the Abnei Milum and the Pnei Yoshua, but the Abnei Milum looks correct here. The Pnei Yoshua doesn't really seem to have any basis in Tosfos for what he said. Tosfos did say the idea of Chazar Shlichei Salbal is not Borer, it's a Sufik, it's Machlokas in Daf Samach Gimel. He was talking about the case in Daf Samach Gimel. He wasn't talking about the case in our Gemara. It says the Pnei Yoshua, one of the answers. What are the answers to this stira? The Pnei Yoshua was rejected by the Abnei Milum, and the Chora is very dark, right? But says the Pnei Yoshua, he says, Enachanami, he says, here it's also a machlokes. Why is that very dark to say that here it's also a machlokes? Because if it's also a machlokes, in the next stage of the Gemara, when it's a machlokas, the Gemara brings down the machlokas, says it works for this mandarin, not for that mandarin, for this mandarin, not for that mandarin. If it's a machlokas, why doesn't the Gemara, in parallel to the next line about shlech l'kabbalah, b'yad shlech l'olacha, why doesn't the Gemara in chazar shlech l'zilabal bring down the machlokas? This is very gossip. There's no good answer to this. And even though today Shua claims he's based on Tosos, the Amli Mum shows he's not. Dachuk, which is in the next line, the Gemara brings the Machlokas Amorai. So why in this line would the Gemara not bring the Machlokas Amorai? It's very dachuk for the Yeshua. I don't have a great defense.
I was wondering, can we say that the Gemara now is assuming within the Shita of Rava, because Rava says please, and if you don't hold like Rava, then you give so back the previous line, say to the Gemara, that you can have a
aha! Oh, Effie's saying nicely. Rava's the one who says that it's a problem there. Rava's the one who says it's a problem, but our Gemara is working with Rava. So in a Hanami, if it's not a Rava, then we don't get involved. But over here where it's a Rava, right? Meaning the next stage of the Gemara, there's no Rava involved. That's saying, well, okay, Effie defends the Bnei Yeshua. Right? Effie defends the Bnei Yeshua. Says Effie, what's Pshat in Bnei Yeshua? As Effie. But the Gemara didn't bring down the Machlokes because Rava was the one who was Pasal. As Linan Khan, Aliva de Rava. We're Aliva de Rava because Rava's the one who says the kids of Nali Karpin doesn't work. So we're only Aliva de Rava, and Rava's the one who says that it's puzzled there. He's Kufa the one who said. We get he's the first one to say the words. Was Rava. So, according to Rava, it's not a problem. That way, we don't have to bring down that Rav Nachman or Rav Ami disagreed with Rava. Sorry, that Rav Nachman disagreed with Rava. We go for a leave with the Rava. Okay, Effie's saying, well, so he's defended Bnei Yeshua. According to Bnei Yeshua, we have a technical answer to why it's a machlokas there and it's not a machlokas here, because here we're going to Rava. Rava's not apostle there. Great. Okay, the Rishonim give different answers. Some of the Rishonim are going to give different answers. That's a possible answer. Okay, now we just have to figure out, what does this mean, lo chazor shlichos eitzel haval? What is this problem, lo chazor shlichos eitzel haval? What does it mean? So what is Rashi and Tosos and the Rashba here? Oh, the Rashba wasn't in the cover. So Rashi and Tosos here say, says Rashi, lo chazor shlichos eitzel haval, Shliach lo mikri el mishalech mizem lezeh. A shliach is only called someone who's sent from one person to another. Shiroi lasser yisrael shalchol, who can return to his sender. Belo marzi shlichus, they can say, I fulfilled your mission. Lechabrei, to your friend. V'zo enu roi lasser, meaning a shliach has to be someone. Obviously, a shliach doesn't have to go back. But a shliach has to be someone who theoretically can go back and report. But in this case, the shliach lo locha can't go back and report. Why? She was sent to herself. Meaning, what's the problem? The minute she finishes her shlichus lo locha, she becomes the other baldover. Right? The minute she, a normal shliach, if I send you, son, I send Effie, go, bring this gift to my wife. Okay, I'm happily married. So I send to Effie and I say, go sell this cow. Right? So as soon as he sells the cow, there's no, maybe there's a moral requirement of circumstances to that, but there's no halachic requirement that he come back to me after he sells the cow, but he could. After he sells the cow, he can continue being my shliach. He can continue acting as my shliach and come back and report to me. But in this case, she cannot continue. She was the husband, shliach lo locha. But it's funny. She's the wife. She's the husband, shliach lo locha. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, hold on. As soon as she finishes the shliach lo locha, how does she finish the shliach lo locha? By giving herself the get. Once she gives herself the get, she's now the baldover. She's now acting as the opposite baldover. And if she's the opposite baldover, then she's not the shliach of the husband. If she's the wife, she can't be shliach of the husband. You can't be both sides at the same time. But the shliach lo kodesh etachzer, and therefore, ipso facto, by becoming herself, she has been mevato the shlichus of her husband before she has a chance to go back and tell him she accomplished his mission, meaning before any time elapses. Immediately upon completion of the shlichus, she loses her status as a shliach, and the rule is whoever loses the status of shlichus immediately upon completion of the shlichus and can't go back and report is not a valid shliach. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Toso says something similar. Shliach lemikri el mishtalech mizel ezesharay lachar l'shocho lomar. Yeah? No. Sharai Laksh Soka Lomar Sisi Shlichusech, Kodem Shiyat Shlichusech, starts the same as Rashi, right? A Shliach has a requirement. You have to be able to go back and report to the sender to say, I did your Shlichus. Kodem Shiyat Shlich Lechim, before he becomes a Shlich of someone else. And here, she became a Shlich of herself, a Shlich of Kabbalah, immediately when she finished being a shlech lahalacha, she was immediately, without any elapsed time, became a shlech lekabbalah, shlech of someone else, of herself. And therefore, she can't go back and report. It's funny that Rashi and Tosfos are basically the same shot. Same shot is, well, chazor shlich zalbal, shlichas has a tnai of chazara eitzel hamashalayach, and here, you can't do chazara eitzel hamashalayach because you lose your status by taking on a competing status immediately. Tosfos ends with kuntras lo pavish kain, but Rashi didn't say this way. So Tosfos thinks he's arguing with Rashi, even though Tosfos and Rashi are basically the same side. Let's just take for a second Tosfos and Rashi. They're basically the same thing. Compared to all the other Rishonim, they're the same thing. One, there is Rashi and Tosfos, and I didn't put it on the cards, but the Rashi here says the same thing. Okay, I'm not going to read it inside because it says the same thing. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashi, but others also do, I'm sure, but that's good enough for now. Say that there's a new rule, a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that shlichus is only valid if yachol lachzor achar kach l'sholcho, which means for practical purposes, it doesn't mean he has to have a bus that would take him back. It doesn't mean he has to have the physical ability and the time to go back. It just means if nishar b'ma'amad shel shliach achar bitzua hashlichus. That's basically what they're saying. It's only valid shlichus if you stay a shliach afterwards. We might have thought it's a valid shlichus if you stay a shlichus until you do it. No, you have to be a shliach after you do it. Big chiddush, you have to be a shliach after you do it in order to be able to theoretically report that. We don't need practically. If it's 5 hours away, you don't have to stay shlichos for another 5 hours. If it's 5 months away, you don't have to stay shlichos for 5 months. It just means that afterwards you have to stay his shliach. And theoretically, you could report to him. And in this case, you can't stay his shliach because you've become the other side. Okay, what's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos then? Tosfos says, Ubekuntras lo pirish kain. What's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos then? Rashi and Tosfos are saying the same thing. Compared to all the other Rishonim, they're saying the same thing. They're inventing this new chiddush. By the way, I put the Mukhi Yosef. All year long, I don't know if you learned any Mukhi Yosef. So it's about time. I call the Mukhi Yosef on the Makoros here, because the Mukhi Yosef shows us what a chiddush this is. Says the Mukhi Yosef here. He says, Umakshev Halochazer Rechuli, his first study brings Rashi, then he brings the Mikvah. Kolomar, and in general, the Mukhi Yosef, like the Ran, his derech is, when he brings Rashi, he doesn't quote. He just starts with Rashi. Generally, the derech of the Ran and Mukhi Yosef is to start with Rashi. So he just quotes word for word Rashi. Then what does he add to Rashi? Whoever said this chiddush that a shliach is only valid if he stays a shliach till afterwards? You and I, if I had just never showed you this Gemara, and I'd asked you, in order to have be a valid shlichus, he needs to stay a shlich until when? You would say until he does it. You would never say until after he does it. You wouldn't have said he needs to report back. So we're reporting back. Mukhi Yosef is so disturbed by this that he said it must be Gemara Gemir Law. They had a Masorah Balpeh with no, there's no source in the Chumash. There's no source in an obvious logic. It's just Halacha Moshe Misinai, Gemara Gemir Law that you need this. Okay, that shows that it's really a chiddush, right? What's the source of the chiddush? That's this chiddush, says the Mukhi Yosef. Gemara, Gemirila. How do they know this chiddush? They just had a Masorah, because you couldn't stand make this up. Okay, what's the difference? They both have this big chiddush. What's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos then? Someone? What's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos? Why does Tosfos take pains to point out? Right? Right, he uses up 20% of his words. This Tosfos to tell you that he's arguing with Rashi. And what way is he arguing with Rashi? They're saying the same shot. What way are they arguing?
Are the Shaliach Kabbalah?
As opposed to?
Herself.
Yeah. Rashi emphasizes, this is the Pashup shot, Rashi emphasizes she became herself. Meaning, what makes you no longer Shaliach? Keep in mind, the whole shot of Rashi and Tosfos, you're not a cheat. You can't be circular. You can't say, the problem is you're not a shliach afterwards. What makes you not a shliach afterwards? You can't say what makes you not a shliach afterwards that you finished. No. The whole point is a normal shliach finishes and it's still a shliach. That's the whole kiddush of Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, Yosef. They explode quoting them. He doesn't commit himself. He quotes Rashi and Rishon. But a normal shliach can be a shliach even after he finishes. But in this case, something keeps you from being a shliach after you finish. What keeps you from being a shliach after you finish? Some competition. The other side. What other side? Rashi says the other side is she becomes herself. And Tosa says, no, it's not that she becomes herself. It's that she becomes the shliach of herself. I'm going to assume that when Tosa says before she becomes a shliach for someone else, he doesn't mean a shliach for someone else in some totally unrelated inyan. I think it's obvious to all of us that if I send Isaac and I say, go bring this guest to my wife, and along the way, Effie says to him, can you pick up a quart of milk for me at the store? That's not a problem like shliachs. No, that's not called a shliach for someone else. That's called a totally different tick, a totally different inyan. Right? The point is, it becomes a shliach for the other side of this transaction. So that's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. What's the subtle difference between Rashi and Tosfos? Right? The other one points this out, and then he says something very clever, which I think might be true. Say it's so clever that it seems to work. He says, what's the difference? The difference is just what level of opposition is mafkia the shlichos haba'al immediately and creates this problem. Here's the subtle difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, becoming baldavar, hasheni, becoming the other baldavar, and Tosfos says, nope. Becoming the shliach of the Baldavar Hashem. In this respect, by the way, the Rav answers a question that bothered the Rishash. The Rishash says the question I put a few answers on, of course, even my entire answer doesn't work at all, as he points out. The Rishash asks the question, why in this scenario does it say that obviously it's not going to help Rashi. Why in the scenario does he tell her, until you get to someplace, we need to make up where someplace is. Let's make it someplace interesting. I guess I was thinking of a more, all right, Timbuktu, fine, say it. I was like thinking of Vienna, something a little more classic, whatever. You hear people talking about Vienna before the war. But the same with Timbuktu. Why does the Gemara say he told her be my shliach till you get to Timbuktu and then be your shliach with Kabbalah? Why would the Rishash be my shliach until you get to Timbuktu and then be yourself? So the Rishash answers, Lav Davka, it meant be yourself. Shliach with Kabbalah, yourself, same thing. It was just using a parallel language. That, well, Lav, they use a parallel language, shliach with Kabbalah. It's not that. That fits Rashi. She's really herself. But the Rav said here that within Tosfos, it's Meduyik. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos saying, no, if he had told her, go be my shliach lolach until Timbuktu and be yourself, it would be obvious that's a problem with Chazor Shliach Leitz Alba'al. They wouldn't even have to have him either. He told her, go be shliach lolach until Timbuktu and then be shliach lekabbalah, which is not so obvious that it's a stira in opposition on the hafka that creates a problem with Chazor Shliach Leitz Alba'al. And then they were to say, even that creates a problem with Chazor Shliach Leitz Alba'al. So we're going to basically, if you ask, according to Rashi and Tosfos, why did the husband say to her, not why did the husband say, why did the Gemara make up the scenario the husband says, be shliach lalach until Timbuktu and then be shliach lekabbalah? Why didn't the Gemara just say, be shliach lalach until Timbuktu and then be yourself? For Rashi, he did say, be shliach lalach until Timbuktu and be yourself. Shliach lekabbalah is ladavka, it means yourself. That's the Rishash. For Tosfos, you could answer, nah. Because the Gemara was trying to get it to work. They knew it wouldn't work if she turned into herself. That would be a problem of Chazor Shliach Leitz Alba'al. That would be Mafkia Shliach Alba'al. But in their having it, they thought just being a shliach of herself wouldn't be Mafkia Shliach Alba'al. Kamash Falad, even being a shliach of herself is Mafkia Shliach Alba'al. Okay, and that is the Rav based on Tosfos. He knows it's not based on Rashi, he's only saying it for Tosfos. Anyway, let's get back to our Inyan. Says the Avnei Miluim something exceedingly clever. Tosfos points out, says Tosfos, hold on 1 second. Okay. says the Rishon Rechon to point out for Tosfos. Tosfos himself doesn't point it out that it's Pasha that Tosfos right and Rashi's wrong. Because the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel and Beis also says Bochazor Shlichu Beis Lavaal. What's the case in Samach Gimel and Beis? The case in our Gemara is she's a Shlich Lolach until Timbuktu and then turns into her own self side. The case in Samach Gimel and Beis is that a stranger is the Shlich of the Baal until he gets to the house, and then the wife asks him to be his Shlich. Meaning, the case in Daf Samach Gimel and Beis is clearly where he only becomes a shliach of the Baldavar Hashem, not becomes the Baldavar Hashem. It's not the woman, it's a guy. A man sends Isaac to give a get to his wife. Isaac shows up to the wife, here's the get. The wife says, I'm very busy now. Can you be my shliach of the Kabbalah and receive it for me? And the wife says, no, it's a problem of shliach of the Kabbalah. Isn't this a proof? Right? What's the kasha? The kasha is, here you have a proof from Samach Gimel and Beis, that Tosfos is right, that it's not only a problem when you become the party. It's even a problem if you become the shliach of the other party. Even being a shliach of the other party takes away your shlichos of the first party and makes it a problem of chazor shlichos beis lavaal. What is Rashi going to answer? So here the Amnon Lum says very cleverly, he says the best thing to do is to answer a question with a question and have two questions answer each other. What are our two questions? The first question is that Tosfos has a mefurish right in word of Samach Gimel and Beis against Rashi. Rashi, who says she herself is the problem, I mean, you could always answer maybe Rashi. Assume Rashi gets it. Says B. How do you answer? What do you answer for Rashi? You could answer for Rashi, I guess, two answers. What do you answer for Rashi? One answer is not what the Avim Lum says. Say, Rashi never meant anything different from Tosfos. Maybe it's all a misunderstanding, and Rashi really meant the same as Tosfos. It's all lav dafka. When Rashi says she becomes herself, he married it, she becomes the shliach of herself. Really, maybe Rashi and Tosfos never argued, it was all a misunderstanding. But if you assume they did argue, says the Avnei Miluim, kill two birds with one stone. There's two kashas. One kasha is, Rashi says the problem of chodesh shliach is when she becomes herself, not if she merely becomes a shliach, which again, the word outside of Gimel and Beis says she becoming a shliach is chodesh shliach is labal. Second question is, the question we started with, how come over there it's machlokes amoraim and over here it's not machlokes? So, each question answer each other, says the Avnei Miluim. Very cleverly, the Avnei Miluim. The Das Rashi has a great answer for this. Says the Avnei Miluim, no, there's two levels. If she becomes Baldavar, that's Pasol Lekuli Alma. Our Gemara says it's possible according to everyone. Why? She became herself. That's a total steer to being the husband Shliach. If she becomes Shliach Shel Baldavar, Baldavar Shein, right? The other Baldavar. If you become the other Baldavar, then everyone agrees that takes away your Shliach Zabal to the husband Shliach when they fall. But if that's it, you know, Amaze, the guy, remember, it wasn't her, it was a guy. The guy was Isaac, I think. Right? The husband sent Isaac to get to his wife. The wife says, be my shliach, come out and receive it for me, from yourself. And it's a machlokas amoraim. There is a machlokas amoraim. And now you answer each question with the other. Again, it's not me, it's the Avnei Miluim. Says it black and white. That maybe Rashi was super medoyek and Tosfos didn't appreciate how medoyek Rashi was. In our Gemara, becoming the other Baldavar, everyone agrees, ruins your original shlichus. In that Gemara, becoming the shliach of the other Baldavar is a machlokas, whether it ruins your original shlichus or not. Okay, so that's how we can defend Rashi from the Gemara that Tosfos is clearly based on.
So, how should
the
Rashi argues on Tosfos?
No, that's what I said. You couldn't say Rashi never meant anything different from Tosfos.
No, but Rashi's sheet that becoming the Baldavar is the issue, and like the shliach of the Baldavar is also the Baldavar.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I meant. Maybe Rashi's not machali, he doesn't distinguish the shliach of the Baldavar and the Baldavar. So he doesn't bother to distinguish. Correct. That's you could say that's not the other Elam. You could say he never meant to argue with Tosos. Tosos thought Rashi argued with him. Tosos misunderstood and thought he was arguing with Rashi. But really, Rashi and Tosos were agreeing. Two ways to defend Rashi. Either he never said anything different, or he said something different for a very clever reason to answer two questions in one filter. That's the other Elam. Okay.
Rabbi, and our Gemara here, we're saying that she is the Baal Davar, even though we're saying she's a Shaliach for herself.
That's what I said. Rashi would be based on Rashash, who says the Lashon Shaliach Kabbalah is Lav Davka, and there's no such thing as being a Shaliach of yourself.
It has to be based on Rashash.
Yeah, Rashi would be based on Rashash. That, it's Lav Davka. It doesn't mean Shaliach Kabbalah. It means herself. And it's not crazy, Rashash. You ever heard someone being a Shaliach of themselves? I mean, the other Achronim and Rishonim think so, but the Rishash has a lot of logic to him. But what does it mean to be a Shleif from yourself? There's no such halachic category as the Rishash. Okay, now, what is everyone, Tumbles and Rashi and Tosos, trying to work out these technicalities of the difference between Rashi and Tosos and more handing word not some of Kibble, etc.? What no one asked in Rashi, oh, sorry. At that side of the board. Fine. We already explained that side of the board. Fine. What fewer people worry about Rashi and Tosfos is what's the svara in the first place? Forget about the argument in the machlokes and details. Exactly what makes is mafkia your shlichos? How about the etzem hanach of Rashi and Tosfos? How about the etzem chiddush of Rashi and Tosfos? What was the etzem chiddush of Rashi and Tosfos? That Shlichus is only valid if you can go back and report, meaning if you're still a Shliach afterwards. Meheka Tasi, where does that come from? So the bottom would be Yosef, where did this Kiddush come from? Because we'll see. Everyone else is going to have a Svara that seems to be more Pasha. Where did this Kiddush come from? And the Rabbi Yosef says, Gemara Gemirullah. Okay, they had a Mesora. But that doesn't satisfy us either. Right? They had a Mesora, but the Mesora also must have some conceptual basis. Right? They didn't have a sword like Torah Aduma. Here's something that Hashem meant us to never understand. He was a sword that was understood to allow. No, they have a sword, and the sword also has to have a svara. Just means it's not a svara you could have. There's two kinds of svaras. There's svaras that are so obvious that everyone should figure them out on their own. And there's svaras that are not so obvious you should know on your own. But once someone tells you, then you understand how it makes sense. Right? So, but the other thing, there's not a svara that everyone should figure out on their own. You need a Mesorah, a Torah, Shabbat, Peah, Lach, Moshe, Messina. But it still has to fit in with the conceptual structure of the Torah. So what's the svara? Why did the again, I would think the Shleif needs to be the Shleif until he does what he's supposed to do. Why does the Shleif need to be the Shleif afterwards? What's this reporting back thing? Like, we never heard of this reporting back thing. I mean, it's a polite thing to do. I agree. It's good midos, good manners. Right? We learn good manners from this, Rashi. But where do we see that as anything to do with Halacha, especially since you know, it's not merely a matter of manners. It becomes a formal thing. Even if he's in the Dina Sayyada, no one's going back. It's a formal ability. So what's shot? What's the deep svara? You know, what's the conceptual basis of Rashi and Tosos, who are the most fascinating shot here? Everyone else is more technical. I mean, we haven't gotten there. I keep saying everyone else. We haven't gotten there. Rashi and Tosos are the most fascinating because they're saying a conceptual chiddush that none of us would have ever thought of on our own, even in a million years. So what's shot in Rashi and Tosfos? So here I have two drachen. Anyone want to suggest what's shot in Rashi and Tosfos? Why does he need to be able to go back afterwards and report? No. Okay, I have two suggestions. Neither of which are mine. What I learned from, as what I heard from my Rebbe and Shir a couple decades ago, and what is what I saw in the Shari Yosha.
Rebbe, I wanted to ask something. We have a chazaka in the Gemara, Shaliach Oseh Shlichuto, mashma that the Shaliach does not go back and tell the Baal that he did it. So how does that stem with what we're learning here?
That is a great question. Okay, maybe we'll try to answer. We'll try to answer, but Yehuda's asking well, meaning we know, according to normal halacha, chazaka shliach oseh shlichuto, right? Or shliach oseh shlichuso. And the shliach's not expected to report back. The mishalech relies on the shliach. That's a taka klal shas. So what's pshat here? clearly what Yehuda is pointing out is that pshat is not that the mishaleach is misufik and needs to know what happened. No, chazak shliach says shliach will tell. So I can think of two ways. Clearly, it's teaching us something deep about shliach. Something which we need a whole 2 months to really properly flesh out. But I have two drushes here. One is the Shari Yosher. That is where Shimon Shkat says the Shari Yosher, and it's the middle of a whole long discussion of totally unrelated things. Says the Shari Yosher, he has the following chakira. When I send a shliach to, he doesn't say it in these words, but pretty close. When I send a shliach to do something for me, how do we look at this shlichus? Right? This is a little similar. Yosef Engel has a chakira like this in the Lech HaTov, near the beginning of the Lech HaTov. Am I sending him to do a maisa for me? Or am I sending him to do a halos for me? Meaning, am I sending him to do the maisa? He is my, like, I'm sending him to do a dumb action, and that action counts for me? Or no, I'm sending him to create a result, to create a halos, and that halos goes back to me. Interesting question. I send you to buy a quart of milk. What am I sending you to do? Am I sending you to do the maisa of lifting up the piece, the quart of milk? And when you lift it up, it says, I lift it up, and therefore I acquire it. Maisa or chalos, I'm sending you to be kona, a quart of milk. When you're kona, it's as if I'm kona, and that counts. Okay, these are very, a very fascinating question. Says the Shari Yosher, that's exactly what our Gemara is talking about. That's exactly what Rashi and Tosar are talking about. What's the nafkamina of these two formulations? If you understood that I'm sending you to do a maisa, you need to be my shliach until you do the maisa. And when you do the maisa, you need to be my shliach, and that's enough. But if I'm sending you to create the halos, now here, a little fancy footwork. When does the halos happen? The halos happens on a clock simultaneous with the maisa. But conceptually, the halos flows through the maisa. We call, meaning if the maisa happens at 1 o'clock and 0 seconds and 0 milliseconds, then the chalos happens at 1 o'clock and 0 seconds, 0 milliseconds. But the chalos happens after the maisa, because the maisa creates the chalos. Therefore, says the Shari Yosher, what are Rashi and Tosus really trying to say? Because they're expressing a little awkward. Rashi's really trying to say, shlichus is not on the maisa, shlichus is on the chalos. Big fish. Big yesod and shlichus. I'm not sending you to do a maisa, I'm sending you to do a chalos. That can explain, by the way, many, many things. Like, for example, we mentioned the other day, the famous Tosfos Rid question. Why can't I send you to put on tefillin for me? Right, which we have a Chai's answer to. And the Shari Yosher would say, because there's no chalos that you create by putting on tefillin. It's just a maisa of putting on tefillin. And I can't send you to do a maisa for me, I can only send you to do a chalos for me. Like Kiddushin, or Gerushin, or Mekach, or Menkar, or Hafrashis Truma. So, that's all very, but that can answer the Tosfos question. I can't send you a sin and suffer for me, because that's a Maisa, it's not a Halos. I can't send you, there's no result. I can't send you Pranz Filim for me, because that's a Maisa, not a Halos. I can send you to Shef to cover Pesach for me. That's a Halos, not a Maisa, Shef to cover Pesach. It's a Halos of creating a Kosher Karma. Okay, in any case, said the Shari Yosher, what's the conceptual basis? Is that Shlichus is on the Chalos, not the Maisa. So the Shlichus needs to last until after the Maisa. Not that he really needs to report back. This is just a way of expressing that he needs to be a shlich after the maisa. For how long after the maisa? For epsilon, as we used to say in the old days. Right? For how long after the maisa? That means a very small amount of time. It means a very small amount of time. For how long after the maisa? It doesn't matter how long after the maisa. Just since the halos comes after the maisa, he needs to be a shlich after the maisa, so that he's a shlich in creating the halos. Otherwise, he's not a shlich when the halos is chal. That's how the Shari Yosher understands. He used this to be poshet the chakira of, according to Rashi and Tosfos, whether shlichus is in the maisa or in the chalos, the answer is in the chalos, and that's why you need to be shlich after the maisa happens. Not literally report back. That is how the Shari Yosher understood it. Another possible way of understanding it is And this is another deep lumbus in Shlichus, which, you know, we're not going to fully explore. We'll just, you know, sketch it out. Interesting question of what's the nature of Shlichus Shel Adam Kimoso? What does it mean, Shlichus Shel Adam? To what extent is Shlichus Shel Adam Kimoso? Right? What do you mean, Kimoso? Does that mean what the Shliach does is as if the Mishalayach does? Or does that mean, Mamish, the Shliach has to identify with the Mishalayach? Is Shlichus Shel Adam Kimoso just mean the mice of the Shliach, or the Chalos of the Shliach, is Mityaches, goes back to the Mishalayach? Or does Shlichus Shel Adam Kimoso really create some sort of identity of personalities? The Shliach, right? Vayomer kiyayeh imach mzelech lahaos kiyanochi shlachticha. A shliach is someone who's with, who's together, who's united with the Mishalayach, right? This might affect sugyas, which we're not getting to now, such as Nase Eid, right? Is the shliach considered a baldover for all intents and purposes, that he also aid us? Or no, what he does, and he's himself. Who is a shliach? So, says we wrote this, right? When we learned the sixth paragraph of Gittin in Gush, back in the 90s, and not in Gush, in YU, of course, back in the 90s. So, says Rav Rosenzweig from YU, who I learned not the second parak, but the sixth parak of Gittin with Rav Shlichus, back in the 90s. He says no. The chiddush is that Shlichus is not just a way of doing something, but a personal relationship. Shlichus is a personal relationship. Shlichus is more than just a job. Shlichus is a personal relationship. Shlichus wanted to move. So, if Shlichus is a personal relationship, what does that mean? Does that mean that if you're my Shlichus today, you're crazy glued to me, and you can never get rid of me, and you know, you have to be a shliach in 50 years? Of course not. But what that means is that you can't stop being my shliach the minute you do what I asked you to do. The shlichus has to transcend. The shlichus has to be more than just this action you do. Because the only reason you're doing an action counts for me is because we have a personal relationship, a personal unity and identity that makes you my shliach. If you stop being my shliach the minute you do the action, that shows that we don't really have a relationship. That shows that we don't really have a relationship, that as soon as you do your job, you're out of here. Gig economy. No. Then the whole thing is butl and butl because you were never really kemoso. In order to have shlichus, you need a relationship. In order to have a relationship, it needs to transcend the action. You need to be my shlichus for at least 1 second afterwards. You don't need to be my shlichus forever. You don't need to come back and report to me. You need to be able to come back and report to me. Meaning, if we really have a personal relationship, we keep up, we report to each other, you report to me, we keep up the relationship. You need to be able to keep up the relationship. Do you actually need to report back to me? Lavdavka, it's not always a practical thing to do. But you need to keep up the relationship after you do what I told you to do. And in this case, l'chaz or shlichus says l'va'al, if you stop being my shlichus immediately, then that shows there's no relationship between us. There's no ongoing relationship between us. If there's no relationship between us, then you're not shlichus because you're not kemoso. Okay, so you have to say for Rashi Tosfos, I think, even if you say Gemar Gemira La, within Gemar Gemira La, or without, you have to say one of two chidushim in Shlichus. Either this proof that Shlichus is that the halos goes from the Shliach to the Shaleach and not the Maisa, and therefore he needs to have one extra second to chop the halos after the Maisa, and the halos is conceptually after the Maisa, or that Shlichus is only works, your action counts for me, not because you did it for me. Your action counts for me because we have a personal relationship. And we only have a personal relationship if that personal relationship transcends and outlasts the mission that you do for me. And then that works well in the Lashon of Chazor Shlichus of Al Barash. You need to be able to report back to me, not because I don't know, because we need to have an ongoing relationship. It doesn't actually mean to report back to me. You just need to be able to keep up the relationship. Okay. Two possible ways to explain Rashi. Sorry, who has a question?
Joe, may I ask a question? The Rebbe has an article in his book Zichron Trua about shlichus there, which is basically the same idea as your Rebbe, your Rebbe Rosen's wife. The only thing is the Rebbe distinguishes between like places like Gittin, where you require din bailim, where it has to be the Baal's Megaresh, and let's say Truma, where the Rebbe, I mean the Rambam, particularly the Rambam paskins by Truma, that if this nishtat ha'bal, the Truma is chal, whereas Gittin it isn't.
Okay, where, you're set, Joel, you're saying very well. You should know in my head, as I was speaking with my mouth and with the other half of my head, I was thinking, should I mention this article to Rav? Should I not mention this article to Rav? I decided not to mention the article to Rav, but maybe I should have. Okay, and then you saved me. but
what
right.
I meant to ask you is that maybe this whole chiluk, this whole diuk of Rashi
right, and Tosfos. Pointing out in the Rav is something that I wasn't getting into here, that it could be there's more than one type of shlichus. It could be that this is the type of shlichus involved in personal things like this. By personal things, things that I can't totally like be mafter and give someone else to, like it's my wife. Like I can't like give you my wife. I can just have you identify with me so you can be involved in my relationship with my wife. Right? As opposed to another type of shlichus like truma, where the Rav views it much more as like, I'm just giving you this if you want and I'm gonna take from it. Because after all, truma, I have to say, I don't want this anymore, go do whatever you want. And there's two different types of shlichus. You're right, the Rav is thinking with shlichus, we're only discussing one of the two dinim and shlichus, but I, you know, that's a good Mari Makom, but we're not going to get into it now. Let's assume we're discussing the dinim.
What I want to say is that maybe this Rashi in Tosfos and the fact that the Gemara only mentions this in Gittin meant to be to silver like the Rav, that it's only in Gittin.
Okay, you're saying or very people. Well. We'll come back to that. We measure. Let us just briefly, okay, this is, I think, the most b'chodesh. There are other pshatim l'chaz or shlichus etzel baal, which are less b'chodesh, but maybe more attractive for that reason. Because you don't have to invent a new halachic concept or a new lamdas. What are the other shitas? The clear shita is the Ritva. The Ritva, okay, Yosef also quotes the Ritva, but the Ritva quotes the Ritva even better. Says the Ritva. The Ritva says that what's the problem? The problem is, please give this to me, I got the card, What do we mean? It's not literally please give this to me, I got the card. It's not from down to down. That was the previous stage of the Gemara. But it's like please give this to me, I got the card. Why? Because she has to stop being a shlichus halacha before she becomes a shlichus kabbalah. It means this gets into the very, very tricky issue. Why is it so tricky? It's so tricky because it's much more technical than conceptual. The very tricky issue of simultaneity. When can you be two things happening at the same time as one of you before the other? What's the assumption? She has to first be a shlech l'halacha and then be a shlech l'kabbalah. Says the Ritva, it's kip. We did the Be'ar Karka. Why? Because she finish it. Shlichus lehalacha, and then starts shlichus lekabbalah. Especially in our sugya, what does he say? He's medayik in the words. He says to her, "Have shlichus lehalacha d'masas b'hasa. Be shlichus lehalacha until you get to Timbuktu." Right? This is nothing. You know, someone's not cultured, they don't like Vienna. They prefer to see the wide world out there, Seder, much more modern. what does he say to her? Have a shlech l'locha the muscle much of the hasa. Be shlech l'locha until you get to Timbuktu. The moment she sets foot in Timbuktu at 9 a.m., she's already not a shlech l'locha anymore. Then when she gets to Timbuktu, she has to appoint, she has to become a shlech l'kabbalah and receive it for herself. He matas lahasam, so when she gets to Timbuktu, she stops the shlech l'kabbalah. And then after she gets to Timbuktu, she has to make herself a shlech l'kabbalah and receive it. Where was it in between? In between, it was not in the hand of a shlech l'kabbalah anymore, right? She finishes shlech l'kabbalah and then starts shlech l'kabbalah. So at the time of Kabbalah, she is receiving the get from someone who is not the Baal or the Shliach HaBaal. Since the Shliach Lolo has to end before the Shliach Lolo Kabbalah begins, therefore, at the moment where she's Mekabel from a non-Shliach Lolo Halacha. She's Mekabel from a stranger. If you're Mekabel from a stranger, that's like who gets it when you have a karka. Imagine, Isaac's a Shliach to divorce a woman. What does he do? He gives it to Effie, who's nobody. He gives it to a random guy. He gives it to a random guy on the street. He gives it to a guy on the street, and the wife gets it from the guy. That's what he gives it when you have a karka. She has to get it from Shliach HaBaal. Over here, since you can't have the proper simultaneity, by the time she's Mekabel, she's stopped being Molech. And therefore, she's mekabel it from a non-shliach habal. Says the Ritva, based on this approach, a totally different approach. The approach is that there's a gap. The problem is there's a gap in between Malach and Kabbalah. Then the Ritva answers the question of the Stira and the Sugyos. How does the Ritva answer the question of the Stira and the Sugyos? Number C, says the Ritva, there's no problem. The question is, how big is the gap? In our Sugya, how big is the gap? The gap is the long gap. Why? Because she's only shliach l'olacha till she gets to Timbuktu. When she sets foot in Timbuktu, then she has to make herself a shliach l'kabbalah and then receive it. So there's, let's call it 10 seconds in between when she sets foot in Timbuktu and when she decides to be a shliach l'kabbalah and receive it. So that's a long gap. That is l'kulei alma puzzle. That's obviously puzzle. Because the Shliach HaSlalacha expired as soon as she entered Timbuktu. But in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, no one said, be a Shliach HaSlalacha until you get to X, Y, and Z. No one said, be a Shliach HaSlalacha until you get to one place as opposed to another place. No. In Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, what happened? The husband said, Isaac is a Shliach HaSlalacha. The wife said, turn into my Shliach HaSlalacha. How long is the gap between Shliach HaSlalacha and Shliach HaSlalacha in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis? The gap is 0 seconds. It's a more of a conceptual gap than a chronological gap. No timing lapse on the clock. As soon as he stops being a shliach l'olacha, he becomes shliach l'kabbalah. That's machlokes. You might say, what do you mean there's no gap? Or you might say there's still a gap because you have to finish one and then start the other. So then it makes perfect sense. Says the Ritva again, on daf chaf dalet amud aleph, there is a long gap. What's the long gap? From setting foot in the city till realizing that you have to be a shliach l'kabbalah and mekabel, because there's that setting foot in the city line. Long gap from entering the place. And therefore, that's pasul l'kulei alma. Because a long gap is obviously to the gedolei avikarka. From the moment she set foot in Timbuktu until she decided to be mekabel it, it was in no man's land. However, on daf samach gimel amud beis, it was a infinitely short gap. I don't know whether the word is short. It was only a conceptual gap, right? It was a 0 second gap. There was a gap. You have to stop in Shliach HaSlalacha and then become Shliach HaKabbalah. But that doesn't take any amount of time. It's like you stop being this and then become that. So that is a machlokes amorayim. Rav Nachman said, that's not a problem of chazur shliach l'etzal baal. What's the problem? The moment she stops doing shliach l'olacha, she starts doing shliach l'kabbalah, and she gets it straight from the shliach l'olacha. And Rav said, no, I think it's still a problem. Because you have to stop one and then start the other. And when you stop one and then start the other, there's a conceptual gap in between, and that's a problem. There's like a gap of epsilon, a gap of some tiny undefined amount of time in between. And that's a problem. Okay, the Ritva has a nice answer. Let's just go back for a moment.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah. Is that connected to the... Are you connecting it to the Girsa that the Ritva is quoting from Rav Shmuel HaNogid?
But hello,
Chazra?
Our Ritva doesn't quote it. Based on this, quoting it, right? Okay, but nonetheless. So the question is, how does this shot fit into the lashon of v'ha lo chazur shlichus eitzel habaal? So here you have two different girsas. The Nugi Yosef says the Ritva was based on Shmuel HaNogid, although I didn't find that in our Ritva. who says that. I mean, maybe that's one of the Raya's people who say it's not really the Ritva. Who says that the Girsa should be the cause of Shlichus that takes the bell. It means the Shlichus went back and disappeared. The Shlichus of Allah already disappeared. That can work well for the Girsa of Chazra, right? Here, this could work for the Girsa of Chazra. That makes sense. It's already Chazra, already went back, already disappeared. It expired. The Shlichus of Allah already expired. Too late to give them a Mekarka. But the Ritva himself says the Girsa is Lo Chazra. The problem is Chazra is such a ambiguous word that works either way. What does he say? It means no, the Chazra Shlichi itself out. Chazra not being expired. Chazra being attributed. The Shlichas is no longer attributed to the Baal. At the time of Kabbalah, she's no longer Shlichas of the Baal. Chazra meaning not expired Shlichas, but meaning the Shlichas working. Shlichas working is called Chazra. Whatever I do is Chazra to you. Right? It's attributed to you. And modern yeshivas would say it's misyachis to you. But that could be chazra, right? Chazra is like modern yeshivas misyachis. So either it means chazra shlichus the baal expired, or lo chazra shlichus the baal, it's no longer attributed in valid shlichus of the baal. Either way, he can work, he can get it work in either girsa. Okay, let me just point out, says the Amnim Miluin very nicely, he says, hold on, according to Rashi, I have an answer to the Kasha, the Stira. According to the Ritva itself gives an answer to the Kasha, the Stira. How about according to Tosfos? And he does not like the Pnei Yeshua's answer. Even though after he rescued it a little, he doesn't like Pnei Yeshua's answer. He points out there's another answer to the Stira. What's the other answer to the Stira? The other answer to the Stira is the Rashva. That's the Rashva. You know what the difference between the two Sugyas? The difference between Sugyas is, was there potential for Chazar Shlichus Eitz L'Baal? Says the Rashba in Daf Kav Dalet Amud Beis, there is never potential for Chazara Eitzel Habal. In our Gemara, he originally said, Vishleach Lahalacha, until you give it to yourself as a Shleach LaKabbalah. Meaning, he said, by definition, the Shleach Lamsani was a Shleachas that can never last 1 millisecond after you do the action. And by definition, can it be chazer eitzel habaal? That is pasul l'kuli Allah. But on daf samach gimel amud beis, no. Originally, he could have been chazer eitzel habaal. What happened daf samach gimel amud beis? Let's remember. The husband sent Isaac. Remember, you're in samach gimel amud beis. The husband said, Isaac says, give the get to my wife, the enormous thing of love, give it to my wife, and then come back and report to me. It's just the wife messed it up in the middle and said, also be on Shlech Lekabal. Originally, he had the potential to be Chozer Eitz L'Baal. It's just later on it got switched to not be Chozer Eitz L'Baal. Then, that is a Machlokes Amorayim. I think this works especially well, according to what I quoted from Rabbi Slavy Scholz points out, is rooted in the Rav's Lumdus in the volume Zikron Trua or Yemezi Karom, maybe it's different names, about Shlichus. That, what's the point? The point is, whether the Shlichus is really an ongoing identification, a relationship or not. So what does it depend on? When I first appoint you, am I appointing you in a way that creates an ongoing relationship of Chazer Eitz L'Baal? If yes, then who cares if in the end it technically didn't work out? I appoint you in the right kind of relationship. And that's for sure. Meaning, if I originally said, be my shliach, but don't have an ongoing relationship, that's possible to Kulia. If I originally said, be my shliach, and this will be an ongoing relationship, and then in the end it got changed and didn't work out, that's a machlok samarayim. Whether taka, at the end we also say that ruined the relationship, or no, the relationship was there from the beginning. The fact that technically you got busy didn't ruin the relationship. Okay, that's the rash, but that's the last answer. Now, let's just mention some of the other answers that we have in our sugya. Says the, and here some of them get a little subtle. You know, can I swear to you what the relationship is between the Yeshua portion and the Iri? And the, yes please, and the Nesivas and the Torah's Gittin, and the Magi Mishnah, and the Rashash, which I also should have put on the Koros, not the Rashash or Brachas, Rashash after that. I can't swear to you, but I think there are other drachim as well. Says the Meiri, the portion, after he brings down Rashi, he says, Yesh Mefarshim. Give me a second. Says the Meiri,
here's what Baal cannot make himself for Shliach Kabbalah.
And then he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, Kolomer, the Kol Shliach Halacha Mokom Baal Koi, Vary Eina Baal Yochel Asadat Vol Shliach Mekabbalah, L'chaz or Shliach Nizabas, Baal, meaning the Shliach of the Baal would never end it. If the Shliach of the Baal never ended, she's still a Shliach Baal. A Shliach of the Baal cannot make himself a Shliach Mekabbalah. Once you're the Shliach of the Baal, you can't make yourself a Shliach of the Isha, even if you're the Isha. Helps getting through someone else, right? Ain't a Baal Yochel Lasos Atzmo Shliach Kabbalah. And that's what the Magen Mishnah says. The suffix is, can he be Netak? Can he change, can she change from being a Shliach, or here he's talking about Afsam of Gimel, actually, can he change from being a Shliach of the Baal to being a Shliach of the Isha? Meaning, what's the problem? Once you're Shliach on one side, you can't make yourself, the Baal can't make himself a Shliach Le Kabbalah. That is similar to what the Nesiva says here. He also says the Nesiva, if you want to look at some company, hey, but he also says in the Torah Skitten, I figured that was more relevant, because we're learning Skitten. He also says in the Torah Skitten here, on this Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, what's the problem? The Baal can't be a Shliach Le Kabbalah, because she has to receive it from, and if he's the Shliach Le Kabbalah, then she's not, well, okay. So, give me a second here. Shliach Lalach is like the Baal, and he has to be do the Shliach Lalacha before he becomes a Shliach Lekabalah. The Olam, he Efshur, she Echad, Mokom Baal, the Isha, the Yachad, she knows from the Kabbalah. You can't be both of them at the same time. There seems to be some problem with being both of them at the same time, right? Seems to be some, when all these formulations have in common, the Magen Mishnah says he can't be netak or something, because he's not some Gimel Beis, it's my Machlokas, whether you can be netak, whether you can move from being Shliach Olam to Shliach Kabbalah. And the Yesh Bar Shmiri says, the Baal or the Baal Shliach can't become a Shliach Kabbalah. Or the Nesiva says, EF should be both sides at once. So there's some problem of being both sides at the same time. Okay, we're gonna have to try to erase the board a little, but still maybe leave some here. Let's just put it down here. That's the Yesh Mefarshim after he quotes. Says no, the Shliach HaBaal can't also be Shliach HaIsha. Okay, the question is exactly what do we mean by that? What's technically the problem of the Shliach HaBaal being the Shliach HaIsha is not 100% clear. One way of understanding is just that you can't be both sides at once. You have to pick your side. You can't constitute chasnas, right? Maybe that's what he means. The Shliach HaBaal can't be a Shliach HaIsha. the Magen Mishnah goes a little further. Says the Magen, what does this mean? What? Or let's point out. So here it's not so clear. You could say, and this is what the Magen Mishnah sounds like, that Shliach HaBaal, he says you can't be Neta. Has no power to change to Shliach HaIsha. That's what the Magen Mishnah sounds like. Once you're the Shliach HaBaal, you can't become the Shliach HaIsha. You can't even be Netak. You can't change. Why? Once you pick one side, you can't change to the other side. You can't move from one side to the other side. Once you're on one side, you're stuck in that side. He doesn't exactly explain why. It's a little bit of a
story. So there's no Netina?
Exactly what he means, but that's what he seems to say. Says the Torah Skitten. He says, no, it's not that you can't change from one to the other, but you can't be both at the same time. The Shliach HaBaal can't also be Shliach HaIsha simultaneously. Again, can I be sleeping with two people simultaneously and two unrelated things? Clearly, yes. Clearly, at the same time, I can go to the store and be a shliach to buy milk for Reuven and be a shliach to buy milk for Shimon. I can go to the store, buy two quarts of milk, one for Reuven, one for Shimon. That's no problem. So they're not two opposite sides of the same transaction. But maybe you can't be shliach on two sides of the same transaction. And that's it's a rule in shlichus. You'd have to say there's a rule in shlichus. Maybe there's a rule in shlichus. Either that once you're a shliach of one side, you can't become a shliach of the other side, or that maybe you can later, but you can't at the same time, in the same action, right? It has to be one asina, from me to me. You can't in one asina be a shliach of both sides at the same time. Maybe what the Torah skit means, this is the Rishash, I apologize for not putting it, the Rishash, and maybe this is also what the Torah skit means. Not only shlichus, but a rule in the Sina. It's interesting. Some of the Achronim asked, like, even if you could become Shliach Lalach and then Shliach Lekabbalah, like, where's the Sina? So the Rishas suggests that's exactly what the Gemara means. Meaning, remember what we said about Avodim, Chaf Gimel, and Beis? I can't. Remember what we said. My Eved cannot receive the get for someone else. Right? Ain Evan Mekabel get Mechavero Miad Rabo Shalom. Why? Because if we're both on the same person, my Evan is like me, then it's not a Messina. More classic example, right? Zechias, Zechia, Erev, etc. Right? If I want to be Zocha, I own this wallet. I want to be Zocha, I want to give this wallet as a gift to Shai. So what am I going to say? Here, I'm putting this wallet, I'm giving it, now I'm Zocha on behalf of Shai. No. To an Asina, it needs to go from one Rishas to another Rishas, not from the same person to the same person. Not even from the same person to the same person, representing two different people. To be an Asina, it needs to leave someone's Rishas and go to someone else's Rishas. And that's how the Rishas understands it. Let me read it to you, and maybe that's what the Torah's Gittin also means as well. You know, whatever, either Oshiken or Shalom. Let me just read you the Rishas very briefly, so you will see that I'm not making something up. Says the Rishash here, Dibur Masno, Valo Chazor Shlich Zeitzel Baal, Pirish Rashi Matosos Zeb Dechukim, he doesn't like Rashi Matosos, Uli Yish Lafarish, does a Pasha Deni Yichol Lassa Baal, Gufrich Shlich Vahabala. This is reminiscent to what's getting, right? Obviously, the husband can't accept on her behalf, but Bilmizo Amr Le'el, the Evan and Yofel Kalu Gelach and Rav Shalom. And Evan can't even, since he's part of his master's Rishos, can't even be Kabbal. Right, it's like giving the get to your own Eved. Right, it's a rule in the Sina. What's the rule in the Sina? The rule in the Sina is that it's not a Nesina if it stays in. If it stays, it's just in the same. And here it stays, but it's just in the no same. Because since she's a shlich of the Baal, just like the chutz shlich of the Baal means the Baal shlich didn't end, just like the Baal can't keep it in his own rishus and call it a Nesina, if she's a shlich of the Baal, she can't put it in her own rishus and call that a Nesina. So maybe it's a begam in the minon shlichus, or maybe it's a begam in the Nesina. Right? But the idea basically is that you can't do both. You once you're on the Baal side, you can't also act as the Isha. Why not? Maybe because once you're on the Baal side, you can't switch from one side to the other. Or you could switch, but you can't switch at the same time. You can't do both at the same time. Or even if you could do both at the same time, it won't help. So it's never leaving the Rishas of the Baal, which is the Rishash. Let me just point out that there are some nafkaminas of, excuse me, of how you view this problem.
Or mumbled.
Let's discuss these nafkaminas, not in the Star Skitten, but in the Sivas and Cook. Hey. Some nafkaminas might be.
Dinimamanus,
right. That's the Masifta quote there from the Nesivas. Okay, the Masifta quote from the Nesivas. You can always count on the Masifta, right? If I leave something out of my Makoras, you can always count on the Masifta. Not that I'm saying that's what everyone should be doing. Zachayim should be doing. These are Masifta.
Not always.
These are liaisons. Anyway, what are some nafkaminas between this? One nafkamina could be, just before I go on to that, the Avnei Milom's nafkamina. Is the problem in the Kabbalah or is the problem in the Halacha? Right? So, is the problem in the Shlichus LaHalacha or in the Shlichus LaKabbalah? Says the Avnei Milom, what's an nafkamina? What's an nafkamina? Says the Avnei Milom. What's an nafkamina? One is what the Avnei Milom says. Sorry, Allah. He says, which shlichus is no good? Is the shlichus l'halacha that puzzle or the kabbalah that puzzle? According to Rashi and Tosos, it's the shlichus l'halacha that puzzle. Right? So says the Avnei Milom that according to Pshat 1, it's a puzzle in the shlichus l'halacha. The shlichus l'halacha is no good. The shlichus l'halacha is no good. It's a puzzle in the shlichus l'halacha. According to
the Rambam.
The pshat of the, give me a second, one step at a time, Chaim. excuse me, sorry.
It's not from the Masifta. It's not from the Masifta. We read that.
I know it's not from the Masifta. I know it's not from the Masifta. What does he say? The Reis sign is Losh Mitzah Shlichas Le'Holacha. However, according to the Magen Mishnah, what's the problem? Shlichas Le'Holacha is fine. He's eventually a Le'Holacha. He's just not a Shlichas the Kabbalah. Right? According to 3, no, it's a psal in the shlichas l'kabbalah. It's a psal in the shlichas l'kabbalah. Right? So, he says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, he says the nafkamina is that is, what if yigia get liyada acharta? Now, this ties into other things we discussed in Avnasa Liyada. So just to be fair, it's a little more complicated. We discussed this much earlier. But, says the Avnei Milom, what if he gets the Yada Acharka? According to Rashi and Tosos and the Rashba, who cares if they get eventually, and what do we mean I gave the Yada Acharka? In our Gemara, it's always he gets the Yada Acharka, right? So what's the Rambam saying? Here, okay, here you're going to have to say Sharm Melech. I realize that now I've got myself into hot water. Because on our Gemara, it's always he gets the Yada Acharka. And yet it's puzzled, right? So it's only going to work for the Shar HaMelech, who says that the Magen Mishnah is only talking about the Gemara Nafsam of Gimel and not Aram Gemara. Aram Gemara is a totally different din. You know what? Yeah, this Avnei Milom is a little tricky because he's not talking about Aram Gemara. That's interesting. What if it... she is still, basically, she's still stuck being a shliach lehalacha. You know what? This Avnei basically says the Shar HaMelech in the, this works in the Magen Mishnah, says the Shar HaMelech in the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah thinks, he says Rashi in the Dalin, and yet he says a different Shah Nadav Samach Gimel, and he holds the two sugyas are two totally different concepts which have nothing to do with each other, which is a big chiddush. And the Avnei Milom's Nafkamina is only going to work in. Is only going to work in that case, but let's take it. Say you get liyada acharka on the case of the Asam of Gibel, because over here, what do you mean you get liyada acharka? She's still stuck being a shlichus l'halacha. According to Rashi and Tosfos, then it would be puzzle because it's not a valid shlichus l'halacha. Who cares? We got to her originally. According to Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says there would be kasher. Why? Because, okay, this guy was stuck in the Shlich L'Halacha if he never switched to Shlich L'Kabbalah. But if he gets to her, then who cares that he never switched to Shlich L'Kabbalah and got to her? And Effie says, interestingly, what if she throws into her own chutzner in our case? Maybe that would work in her to the Magen Mishnah, right? He wants to make an afkamina in our case also. I mean, the problem is she's stuck in the Shlich L'Halacha. She can't switch to be a Shlich L'Kabbalah. But if she throws into her chutzner, maybe it would work. And according to the Rishash, what does the Rishash say? The Rishash says, it was never an Asina, right? It was never an Asina. If it was never an Asina, then you still have a chance to do an Asina, right? It's a chisorim in the Asina, let's say, right? Okay, let's say even better. There's no Asina. If there's no Asina, you can still fix it by doing an Asina later. However, from the Ritva says, it's too late. Once it's Pligitzach Me'avei Karka, it's too late. right? Who says tli gitif? Once it's if it was on the carpet and picked up, now it's too late to fix it. Once there was never shlichus l'alach, it's too late to fix it. So the Ritva says pull in the scene of tli gitif, we got the carpet. That's too late to fix. The Rosh Hashanah says tli, you didn't do the scene. You didn't do it yet. Do it. You wouldn't have shlichus a kabbalah yet, so do it. Basically, according to Pshat 3, it's a problem in the kabbalah. So do another kabbalah. According to Pshat 1, it's a problem in the halacha. According to Pshat 2, it's a problem in tli gitif, we have a carpet that can't be fixed. Another nafkamina. I mean, the Nesiva says. Is, says the Nesivos, is what about Dine Momenos? What about Dine Momenos? Is this a problem in the covenant of Dine Momenos? I said, remember the same exact case. I said, Isaac, go give this birthday present to Effie. He goes, Effie's very busy. Effie says, Bizoch on my behalf. Does that work? I don't want to work and get it to my focus. Or I say to you, for some weird reason, go take this birthday present for yourself. When you get to Timbuktu, you're slick of all accepted for yourself. So, this could also be a nafkamina. What does the Nesivos basically say? He says, if you take the Ritva's approach, you're probably going to get the Yavikarka. There's no problem with get the Yavikarka in Dini Mamnos. If you take Rashi and Tosis's approach, that it's a lack of Shlichus Lolacha, if it's a lack of Shlichus Lolacha, then no one ever gave it to you. If no one ever gave it to you, that could be a problem, even in Dini Mamnas, and certainly if it's that, there's no Nesina. So what we say here, we would say, if you say it's a problem of two, then it's kosher in Dini Mamnas. But if you say it's a problem of the lack of Kabbalah or lack of Nesina, then it's pasal even in Dini Mamnas. And Pash does one as well. No. If there's no shlichus l'olacha, you're never my shliach. That's a problem dini mamnos. If there's no kabbalah or no mesina, that's a problem dini mamnos. If we get them together carpet, that should not be a problem dini mamnos. Those are should not mean as the pshatim. Okay, the hour is getting a little late, so let's just quickly finish off the Gemara. There are many interesting things I want to point out, but they will have to wait for another occasion. Let's finish up the Gemara. How does Taka this Mishnah work? So, says the Gemara, the Amar law, finally, the end of the Gemara, Havi Shlech Lolach Ad Matis Hasam, Chi Matis Hasam, Shavi Shlech Lolach, Mikapli Yizkite. Be a Shlech Lolach until you get there. And when you get there, make someone else a Shlech Lolach, and then he'll give it to you. Minei. Be Vice Ema, Darmala, Havi Shlech Lolach Ad Matis Hasam, Chi Matis Hasam, Emar Kame, Be Dina, Paneach, Paneach, Mash, Be Dina, Shlech, the Lesuani Alech. Or go bring it to Bezdin, say Paneach, Paneach, and let Bezdin make a Shlech Lolach and give it to you. So either you make a Shlech Lolach and we'll then give it to you, or give it to Bezdin, we'll make Bezdin a Shlech, make a Shlech Lolach and give it to you. Okay, is there a substantive difference in these two scenarios, or just some two examples? And I'm closely toast to Shonai Svar, go into now. I just want to briefly mention, this Tosos here brings up a famous sugya, or rather a not famous sugya at all, from the Kavtesa days called Shlech Shlonita the Gerushin. Tosos says, hold on a second, this woman is a Shlech Shlonita the Gerushin. What does it say in Daf Chavtesim Beis? It says that, remember what's the case. A guy said to you, bring a get to my wife. And you said, I don't know your wife. So I said, oh, give it to Abba Bar Mignoli, who knows my wife. So if you hold that he meant you could give it to Abba Bar Mignoli or do it yourself, then it's fine. But if you hold that he meant only give it to Abba Bar Mignoli and don't do it yourself, then he's called a shliach lo nita l'gerush. A shliach was never authorized to divorce. A shliach was never authorized to divorce. What was the case? He went there. He couldn't find Avraham Yomei. He wanted to make another shliach. Says the Gemara, shliach shlo nita legirushin cannot make another shliach, and it's no good. So the guy came. He wanted to give it to someone else to take over for him and give it to Avraham Yomei or to the wife and say, funny, let me go on his way. They said, you can't. You're shliach shlo nita legirushin. What's this problem? Tosir asks, how could you make another shliach? What's this problem? Shliach shlo nita legirushin. And the kids are Nimrods, without getting to the sugya, I just want to point out that there are three basic shitas. What's the problem with Shlech Shlonita L'Gerushin? Says Tosos in his answer here, and this seems to be doing from the Rambam, there's no Kiddush called Shlech Shlonita L'Gerushin. There's no Kiddush din called Shlech Shlonita L'Gerushin. All it means is that a Shliach can't do something that the Mishaleach didn't let him do. Over there, if I said give it to Avraham and Yomei, you can't give it to someone else. I told you to give it to Avraham and Yomei. Right? That's what it says right here. Ein lo la'asos el kamosha omer lo'abal lit no la'avraham and Yomei. All it means is that you can't exceed your mission. You can't do more than you are authorized to do. In which case, it's not really a very big finish. Right? What does this mean? A shliach was authorized to do something else, but not to divorce. What does this mean? So what? So, maskana of Tosfos, and I think this is meduyak in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, he quotes in the context of saying that someone can't give it in a different place than the Baal told him to. That's not shliach mitzvah legerushin, that's saying you can't violate your orders. It just means you can't do what you are not authorized to do. Okay, you have to follow orders, not a kiddush. I sent you to give it to Avraham and Yomim, you have no right to do anything else. Okay, not a kiddush. Not like a new kiddush halachic concept. Says the Ritva there. It is a chiddush. What it means is that, but it has nothing to. It's about funny nach money nachdom. What it means is that a shliach shenitan legerushin is neman to say b'funny nachdom, but a shliach shaloni tam negerushin is not neman. Has testified b'funny nechtam. What's this a chiddush? It's a chiddush in the takana b'funny nechtam. I apologize. We're going 2 minutes over. 2 minutes being 10 minutes. End of the year you're allowed to. End of the semester. So what's this a chiddush? It's a chiddush in the takana of b'funny nechtam. You might have thought, the Tashmi speaks this out, you might have thought anyone who brings a get from one place to another place, Chazal gave me special nemanus, like one person is like two people say, funny after. Kamashma, no, only someone who was sent to divorce. Takana was only chal on someone who was sent to divorce, whether for formal reasons or for technical reasons, not on someone who wasn't sent to divorce. Number three, Rashi, even though the Rashi here makes it seem like Rashi says like Tosos, but Rashi over there, and this is clearly the Havamina of Tosos here, right? What's the Havamina of Tosos? Tosos asks, Yimtomer shliach shalom to the gerushin v'lo matzi mashvi shliach. No, it's not about not violating your orders. It's not about not saying funny nechtam. It's about shliach osu shliach. Shliach shenitan the gerushin. Yachal lasos shliach. Shliach shalom nitan legerushin. Eino yachal lasos shliach. As Rashi says there, a shliach who sent to divorce is b'makom baal and shliach osu shliach. Remember, we learned the shalach, the shilcha, the vav teaches us shliach osu shliach. Shliach, right? But a shliach, that's only shliach who's sent to divorce. A shliach who's not sent to divorce has no right to make another shliach. And that's why Tosfos has no right to make another shliach. So the answer was, no, there's no rule that a shliach not sent to divorce can make another shliach. There's just a rule that you can do what you're told and not what you weren't told. Okay, what's this chiddush? This already is a big chiddush. Without getting into it, this is taka a big chiddush. This seems to be a chiddush in shlichas. Not a chiddush about funny nechtam. A chiddush in shlichus. What's the chiddush in shlichus? The chiddush seems to be that it's only why shlichus or shliach. It's like zero kasev. Shlichus or shliach. But shlichus or shliach. Why is a shlichus or shliach? A shliach is also shliach. Well, if he's a real shliach who is given control back to Yesodos and shlichus, right? Probably this has to do with chalos as opposed to ma'isa, like your shemitzkav, right? A shliach, only a shliach who was authorized to make chalos, only shliach who's been in charge of chalos has the right to make another shliach. only a shliach for the charge of halos has the right to make a shliach. A shliach, we just said, do X for me, cannot make another shliach. Right? So, chiddush in shlichas, the chiddush is that only a shliach in charge of or empowered to make a halos, only a shliach empowered to make a halos can make another shliach. Before we finish, according to how do each of these tshatim explain our sugya? So in our sugya, why could she make a shliach? She's not a shliach, she needs to give her to the person, so it's fine. There's no chiddush, just do what you're saying. Here, he told her to make another shliach. Says the Ritva, no problem. A shliach, what do you mean a shliach who's not in detail in the gerushin? Means a shliach who is not put in charge of the gerushin. But over here, she was put in charge of the gerushin because he told her, appoint Bezdin to make a gerushin. You're in charge of finding Bezdin to make the gerushin. He gave her full power. He didn't let her do it herself. That's because technically she has trouble doing it herself. But the Tashmi says, he just made it tonight, she shouldn't do it herself. But he put her in charge of Bezdin. That's what you say for Rashi as well. For Rashi, we could say as well that Tosas didn't like this answer, obviously. But for Rashi, what can you say? Tosas rejected his hafnia. You could say, no, a shliach who's not in charge can't make another shliach. But if he tells, that means if I tell you to give it to Avraham and Yomi, basically. If I tell you to give it to Avraham and Yomi, you're not in charge. But if I tell you, make whoever you want a shliach, then you're in charge. And once you're in charge, you're a real shliach. I'll just end with one point, food for thought. So what is a shliach shlomit ha-migirushin? Well, discussing this. What is a shliach shlomit ha-migirushin? So then there are two categories. Shliach shenit ha-migirushin is a shliach who can osa shliach. Right, shliach who can make another shliach. What is a shliach shlomit ha-migirushin? Here, the Rav takes on the Tashbis. I don't know if he read the Tashbis. What is this case of a shliach shlomit ha-migirushin? So says the Tashbeis, he's not a shliach at all. Anyone remember the line of the Tashbeis? He calls him a
kof.
Maaseh kof.
Maaseh kof bi'alim. He says, no, a shliach can make a shliach, and a shliach is in charge of halos. If I just send someone to do something but not to do a halos, that's not a shliach, that's a maaseh kof bi'alim. Maisa kof bi'alma. The Rav didn't like this. Says the Rav, no way. He's a shliach shlomi tel gerushin. He's not a monkey shlomi tel gerushin. He's a shliach shlomi tel gerushin. The Tashbis is just say, don't be some adayim, I'm not a person. But what does the Rav say? No, the Rav says there's tzvei dinim in shlichus. Okay, you want to know where he gets tzvei dinim in shlichus? You have to learn this at the beginning of the second part of the tradition. Tzvei dinim in shlichus. There is Shlichus la'asos ma'aseh, back to Rosh Hashanah, and shlichus la'chil chalos. There are two kinds of shlichus. I know you could say, you could also say a shliach is just doing something, a shliach is in charge. But it's the same thing, different words. Says the Rav, there's two types of shlichus. What do we see from our sugya? Fascinatingly, shliach shenit ha-migirushin and shliach shenit ha-migirushin are two types of shlichus. What? We had a hakir, is the shliach in charge of the halos, or the shliach just doing an action that counts for me? The answer is there are two types. What's the difference? As Rashi says, b'makom ba'al. A shliach I put in charge of the halos is b'makom ba'al. He's like the ba'al. He can make another shliach. A shliach I just say to do an action, give it to Avraham and Yomi, he's a shliach, but he's not a shliach like the ba'al. He's only shliach on a ma'isa, not a shliach who's in charge of the halos. And therefore, he can't make another shliach. So fascinatingly, what comes out of the sugya is that it might be some very fundamental, a very fundamental chiddush in shlichus. A shliach who's not in charge of halos is not a shliach, but you can say this in two ways. Tashmi says a shliach who's not in charge of halos is not a shliach. So there's one kind of shlichus. Shlichus to do the halos. Otherwise, you're a kof bi'alma. The Rav says, no, there's three dinim in shlichus. One kind of shlichus on the halos, and then you're in charge of the halos. As Rashi says, chavdes mogum baal, to make another shliach. And then the shliach through a maisa, who's also a kind of shlichus. But he's not in charge. He can't appoint anyone else. He can't make any decisions. He can just do what he's told. He can't pass that on. Okay, there's a lot more to be said about this sugya, but I think that's we've covered most of what I wanted to talk about today, and we will just say hajjud alachamei beget kinyana. I will wish everyone a very fruitful summer limud. As a matter of fact, the summer limud will be a different mesechet, but will not be that much different structurally from the year-long limud. Tonight I'll send a bekoros, mirza Hashem. Tomorrow morning we'll start in the hachana, and we'll have the regular first year on Thursday, Monday, etc., etc., in mesechus yoma. So shkoyach to everyone for sticking through.
Thank you very much. Thank you for a great year.
Thank you.
Using a little bit of poets for sticking through the first two prakim of Yidden. And I'll see you, Mir Tashem, in Mesechus Yoma. Questions, of course, feel free to ask. Oh, Joel,
thank you.
When the Rav talks about two types of shlichus, etc., so here we have another two types of shlichus that may or may not be related, but already we see that it could be there's more than one type of shlichus. This is not, it could very well be this corresponds to the Rav. The Trum is the kind of shlichus of, I don't mean the same shita here, but the same general idea. Trum is the kind of shlichus of giving it over the whole inyan. It's all your inyan, you're in charge. While Gershon, not enough to mean if shlichus or shliach, but Gershon might be more, you're identifying with me and therefore what you do counts for me. So I think there's some parallel between this and the Rav.
I think it's a loose parallel. I mean, I think that the Rav, I think you have to take it for God. I mean, it was even the chalitza to understand the function of the bowel in Gittin.
Enochanami, we know there are Chaim in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, which would against the direction I was taking the book there. I don't think it's really a tiyufta, but I hear your kind of. I think we'll have to end with it.
Thank you very much.
Kol tov.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, at the beginning of the shir, Rav Shimon Shkab mixed what Rashi says, mixed the Kiddush of Rashi and Tosfot about Tina, and not about Shavuot. So in the end, there is no Kiddush.
Hold on, say that again, louder.
Rav Shimon Shkab mixed the Kiddush of Rashi and Tosfot about Bochadosh and put it to a bow into a din of Tina, and not a din of Shavuot. So in the end, there is no Kiddush.
No, Rav Shimon Shkab said that Rashi and Tosfos meant that the shlichus has to be on a halos, not on a maisa. Right?
Okay.
And that's what I was tying into the end here. A shlichus has to be on a halos, not a maisa. That ties in nicely to this shot, shliach, meaning it works well in Rashi, at least the havin of Tosfos, even though you have to ask why they retracted, for technical reasons, the shitasam. Has to be on a chalos, at least according to the Tashbates, and not on a maisa. Therefore, A, back to Rashi and Tosos, you have to stay a shliach until after the maisa, until the chalos is called. And B, if you're not authorized to make a chalos, you're authorized to give it to Avraham and Yomi, but not to make a chalos. If you weren't authorized to make a chalos, then you're not a real shliach according to the Tashbates. You're just a kof biyama. So according to the Tashbates, that works very nice. Not according to the Rav's way. According to the Tashbates' way, that works very nicely with the Shari Yosher. That Rashi and Tosfos hold that shlichus has to be on the halos, not on the maisa.
And the problem is that you can't be a shliach for halos because you're already turned into a shliach of somebody else.
Exactly. The problem is that since when the halos is chal, you already turned into something else. You're not a shliach for the halos. To be a shliach for the halos, you have to stay a shliach when the halos is chal, and the halos is chal conceptually later than the maisa. Not chronologically, conceptually after the Maisa. So you have to be a Chalos after the Maisa to be a Shliach for the Chalos. After the Maisa to be a Shliach for the Chalos. That's what Shimon Shkab is saying. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.